closing out the ordinance of baptism. Question 101. Before I read that, though, I guess I'll kind of summarize a little bit about what it said about baptism. Baptism is an ordinance, that something that we should do because it represents the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And we've talked about the differences of how we administer it, how the Westminster Confession of Faith the London Baptist Confession states it's through immersion, and it's for believers also. And question 101 says, what is the duty of such who are rightly baptized? So what is the duty of the person that's baptized in this manner? And the answer is, it is the duty of such who are rightly baptized to give up themselves to some particular and orderly church of Jesus Christ, that they may walk in all the commandments and ordinances in the Lord blameless. I should help put these on. Okay, my scripture reading is going to be from Acts 2, verse 41 through 42. It starts in verse 41. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers.